Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about mixed with faith. Mixing with faith. We have to take God's word, and it has to have faith mixed within it for it to profit us, for us to benefit us in our lives. God's word has to be taken, has to be mixed with faith. So we're going to be taking a look at this passage of scripture today from Hebrews chapter 4, talking about mixing God's word with faith. But let's get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez that's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to go through the other half of prayer, to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before we get into our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. In this other half of prayer, we often talk about our four fundamentals. Number one, let's get positioned in the light. Getting positioned in the light. That's part of learning to mix our faith with God's word, getting positioned in the light. And then number two, magnifying that light. Magnifying that light. Then we're going to focus on doing the things that we know to do today, doing them with a good attitude, with peace and joy and confidence in God, trusting that he's right there, helping us to do those things. And then we got to stay tuned in and listening as we go throughout the day. So let's talk about our first one, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. That transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. It's forgiveness that brings us in, that transfers us into the light. But that forgiveness and grace and love and mercy, it's got to be received from God. It's got to be mixed with faith. We got to put our faith in Jesus for that. Has to be mixed with faith. We're going to talk about what that is today. But one of the greatest expressions of faith, gratitude. Just gratitude and thanksgiving and praise is one of the greatest ways that we can mix our faith with God's word, with his promises for us. And just start thanking and praising God is one of the greatest ways to receive all that he has for you. It's like it opens up our bodies to be able to receive. I was just reading last night. It's in somewhere in the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles. It's talking about some of the Levites. They had the key to the temple. They had the key to the temple, and they would use this key to open up the temple every morning. I think the key that opens up our temple, we got to mix God's promises with faith. One of the greatest ways to do that is with thanksgiving and praise. It opens the temple. Our bodies now are the temple. Thanksgiving and praise, I believe, are the key that open the temple of our bodies to be able to receive all that God has for us. It expands our capacity. It opens us to be able to receive for Him to begin to flow through us all that He has for us in our lives. But then it's going to flow through us. We are often in ourselves the kink that's blocking the flow, like a kink in a hose, blocking the flow of what God's trying to do in our lives. How do we do that? We don't forgive ourselves. We got to forgive ourselves, give ourselves the same grace and mercy that God has given us. We got to take that pressure off of ourselves to let that flow through us. And then we got to walk in that same grace and mercy and forgiveness and love with other people. That's how we begin to get positioned in the light. That forgiveness flowing on all three levels. We got to get positioned in the light. Then we have to, number two, we have to magnify that light. Second fundamental, we got to magnify that light all day long. All of us are magnifying something in our lives. And it's either light or it's darkness. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. Be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. How does that happen? It's all about what we're magnifying, I think. How do we magnify something? To magnify something is to make it bigger. It's to make it greater. To look at it through a magnifying glass, to look at it through a lens that makes it bigger or greater. And we can be magnifying light or we can be magnifying darkness, all based on what we're thinking about all day long, what we're focused on all day long, what we're speaking about, what we're pondering, what we're meditating on all day long. Whatever that is going to get magnified, which means what? It's going to grow bigger on the inside of you. We get positioned in the light. We open ourselves up to receive from God through gratitude and praise, mixing it with faith, just believing it and receiving it. One of the things that's coming to mind, I got a section in my book, The Eighth Date, where we talk about faith, talk about mixing with faith. Faith is the emotion of believing. Faith is the emotion of believing. When you truly believe something in your heart, which means you've come to a conclusion in your heart, you've decided something to be true in your heart. Faith is the emotion that comes out of you, usually in the form of thanksgiving and praise. When you believe something to be true in your heart, faith is the emotion that comes out of that. Which means what? It means firming up our conclusions, our decisions. And one of the greatest ways to do that is begin to magnify God consistently. The more you rehear, faith comes by hearing, the Bible tells us. The more you rehear faith-building messages over and over, the more you hear yourself rolling over in your mind, speaking out loud about God, how great He is, about His steadfast, unfailing love, about how He's always on time. Love never fails. God never fails. He can make all grace abound to us, so that having all sufficiency at all times and all things, we can abound to every good work. You begin to meditate on these things, roll them over. They begin to grow bigger and bigger on the inside of it. And you're going to begin to feel what happens. That faith begins to rise up. And as you do that, that faith begins to rise up. That faith begins to get mixed with those promises about God's faithfulness, begins to get mixed. And all of a sudden, this prayer of faith, this speaking by faith, when it begins to get mixed with faith, it becomes very powerful. It compels you. It urges you on to begin to take action in your life as that faith begins to rise up. But the alternative is God gives us the choice. We can begin to magnify darkness in our life. We can magnify the problems, the issues, all the things that are wrong, all the things that could have or should have happened, woulda, coulda, shoulda in our lives. We can magnify those things and meditate on them and talk about them consistently. And what happens? The more we do that, the more you have a problem, you just roll it over in your mind, it just grows bigger on the inside of you. And what happens? That fear, that dread, that stress, anxiety begins to rise up on the inside of you. Both sides, whichever one you're magnifying, comes with side effects. When you're magnifying darkness, what happens? It feels heavy. It feels oppressive. Feels confusing. You don't know what to do, which way to go. It feels like there's no way out. The fear, the stress, the dread, insecurity, worry, all these things begin to creep in. They begin to grow bigger and bigger on the inside of you. But on the other side, when we magnify light, what happens? Magnify light, just focused and praising God. And it doesn't mean you're not going to have issues in your life. We're going to have issues and problems and things that go wrong. But it's turning them back around, bringing them to God and saying, God, with you, nothing's impossible. Thank you for this beautiful solution to this problem I have. Start thanking him and praising him. And what happens? That faith begins to rise up on the inside of you. And on the backside of that, there's this peace that surpasses all understanding. There's the joy of the Lord that is your strength. When you're in the light, you're positioned in the light, you can see. And now it looks like you can find the way out. God's got this beautiful solution, but you can only find it in the light. It's got to be mixed with faith first. Then when we're in the light, like I said, you can see. You can know what to do. You can find the way out. You can know which way to go. All of a sudden, things that were tripping you up and you were stumbling over them, you can just step right over them because now you can see in the light. Which leads us to our third fundamental. What do you know to do today? What do you know to do today? Not getting into uncertainty and all the things that maybe you could do or could happen. What do you know to do today that you're very clear on to do today? What do you know to do today? That becomes your plan for the day. Maybe there's some little things around the house, some administrative things, some things in your workplace. Maybe there's some things that have been stacking up on the inside. Maybe you've been procrastinating on them, or your conscience keeps prompting you, hey, you need to do that. Maybe some things on the inside, you just say to yourself, you know what? I know I need to do that. I know I need to do that, but I keep procrastinating on it. That becomes your plan for the day. And then it becomes about executing your plan today. When you're in the light, you can see, you can know what to do today. But then we got to execute staying positioned in the light. With a good attitude, with peace and joy and praise and confidence in God, that he's right there with you. That whatever God has called you to do in life, you don't have to do it on your own anymore. He's right there to help you, to equip you, to empower you, to do it in his strength. And that's a beautiful thing. Then our fourth fundamental, we got to stay tuned into his leading. As we get positioned in the light, it's like tuning a radio receiver. Where all of a sudden, when you get positioned in that light, you're hearing from God. The ability to hear more clearly from him is going to greatly increase. You're going to hear from him like never before. You go through these other steps. You get positioned in the light. You start magnifying the light. You start clearing out and doing the things that you know to do. Your clarity is going to be so much greater. And all of a sudden, you're going to hear so much more clearly from God. And it's his voice that's going to lead you step by step, day by day, one graceful step followed by another to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But you got to stay tuned in. You got to stay listening for his leading. One of the most important things I think you can do is just taking a few minutes every day to get still and to listen and reflect back over the last day and just ask this very simple question. God, what was it you're trying to teach me or show me today? Take a couple minutes to get still and to listen, and whatever comes to your mind, we just ask them a question. Whatever begins to come into your mind, just begin to write that down. Whether you think it was God or not, just write it down. And this is going to begin to refine your ability to hear more clearly from him. And recording your journey, I think, is one of the greatest keys to our journey with God. I think it's one of the biggest keys to greatness, even, in the kingdom of heaven, recording your journey with God. It's like writing out your testimony in real time as you go. Let's take a look at this mixing with faith. This is coming from Hebrews chapter 4. Starting in verse 1 in Hebrews chapter 4, this is the King James Version. It says, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left of us entering into his rest, into God's rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." So he's saying we should fear that God has given us this promise of entering into his rest, and there is the possibility that we would fall short of it. That is a reality. We could fall short of it. Continuing in verse 2, it says, "For unto us was the gospel preached." What's the gospel? The gospel is the good news. "As well as unto them." Unto who? To the Israelites in the Old Testament. We're going to take a look at that example here in just a second. The gospel was preached to them, the good news. God's trying to lead them to this promised land, to this spacious, beautiful place, free from all restriction. But it says the word preached did not profit them. God's message to them did not profit them. His word to them did not profit them or benefit them, because it was not mixed with faith, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Bible tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God or the word of Christ. Hearing faith-building, inspiring messages, and rehearing, where you magnify those promises over and over and over and over again. All of a sudden, that faith begins to rise up on the inside of you. You got to be hearing it consistently. That's why staying tuned into God's leading and voice every day is such a big part of this as well. Continuing in verse 3, it says, "For we which have believed do enter the rest." So you got to believe and you got to mix it with faith. As he said, "As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." Timothy, I believe it says, "God has given us purpose and grace in Christ Jesus before time ever began." He's got some things prepared for us to walk in our lives, some good works for us to walk in our lives. But we have to receive that from God. Has to be believed and received and mixed with faith. So let's take a look at what happened in the Old Testament about how the people did not mix it with faith. So Moses sends spies into the promised land. Moses sends spies into the promised land to go spy out the land, to check it out and see if it really is the promised land. They go for 40 days and they come back carrying these huge grapes on a pole. And they come back saying, "You know what? It really is the promised land. It's an amazing place." And the spies went, two guys came back. Joshua, who was eventually the one who led them into the promised land, and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb, it says, "Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, 'We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it.'" Now, they came back with this report of the land, that it really is the promised land, but we have a problem. There's giants there. They live in walled cities, and they're far greater than us. But Caleb and Joshua are looking at God. They're magnifying God and how big he is, rather than magnifying the problem. And they mixed God's word to them that "I've given you this land." They've seen all that he's already done. He brought them through the Red Sea. He fed them with manna, water from a rock. They've seen all God had done. They say, "You know what? God's with us. He destroyed all the Egyptians. Let's go up and take this land." But the men who had gone up with him, this is Numbers 30, starting in verse 31. "But the men who had gone up with him and Joshua, they said, 'We can't attack those people. They're stronger than we are.' And they spread among the Israelites some versions say an evil report about the land that they had explored. They said, "The land we explored devours those that are living in it. All the people we saw are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak, come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our eyes, and we looked the same to them." So notice, we see Joshua and Caleb are magnifying God, how big he is, his promises to them. They were mixing his word with faith. On the other side, the rest of the people, they spread this bad, God calls it evil report, because they're magnifying the problem. They're magnifying the giants in the land. And all of a sudden, when that begins to get magnified, the people look like grasshoppers now, because the giants are getting magnified. The story is building and building and building. And now the people are filled with fear rather than faith. And out of all the people, something like a million people, I don't know the exact number, but let's say a million people, only two guys mixed it with faith and got to go into the promised land. Everybody else died off in the wilderness, and God had to wait for their children for 40 years to lead them in, because they would not mix it with faith. They would not receive it, all based on what they're magnifying. So we're going to take communion over this today. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you are great, for your greatness and your love and your grace and your mercy. Thank you that you loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us and give us this good news. Father, we're asking for you today to help us to mix your word, this gospel of your grace, to mix it with faith, Lord. Help that faith rise up on the inside of us. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it. Receive it. Mix it with faith that Jesus makes you right with God, holy and perfect by his one sacrifice. Receive this good news from him, that you've got God in your life. He wants to be with you and for you and do life together with you. And with him, nothing's impossible. Sometimes he gives us this leading or direction or word for our life. And it may look impossible as we begin to magnify what he's calling us to do. It may look impossible. But we can be like Joshua and Caleb and say, let's go up and take possession of it, because we can certainly do it. Not why? Not because we can do it, but because God's with us. So Father, we just thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." This new covenant, all possible because of the forgiveness of sins, that we can have this covenant relationship with God and just know him more and more. So Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out. I want you to pay attention today, and from this point on, really, as you go throughout your day, paying attention to what you're magnifying. What are you focused on? What are you rolling over all day long in your mind? What are you speaking about consistently? And remember, there's only two options, either light or it's darkness. When you get positioned in the light, you start magnifying that light, that faith is going to rise up on the inside of you. This bold confident faith that trusts in God. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.